Generally speaking, whenever I approach any sugya in halacha, my initial approach is to try to understand the conceptual framework. Otherwise, I can't begin to deal with halacha. I've mentioned this a fair number of times, that many people study Yerodeya without learning either the Prokim Gidat Nashik Kol Abasa, the Taras HaBayis of the Rashba, the Ra, or the Tur Shulchan Aruch minimally. How they do that, to me, they're Bali Meifes. You have to be a Bali Meifes to learn Tazin Shach without knowing the background. I don't know how to do that. I wish I had the Kechas to do something like that. So, given that Hakdoma, that's going to be the approach to Birchas Kohanim as well. I will, since Rav Aryeh Shliter asked me, Halacha L'maisa, I'll get to that too, but you have to have a bit of patience. So, any introduction to Birchas Kohanim automatically has to examine the psukim. There are two sets of psukim with reference to Birchas Kohanim. One is found in the Parsha of Noso, that's the classic Parsha of Birchas Kohanim, where the Torah says, in Perek Vav, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron and his children, Kosavarchus v'nei Yisrael omor lohem, the obligation to issue the following directive to Aaron, that they should give a bracha to call yourself. And then we have the three brachas that the Torah mentions, Yivorechecha, Hashem Yishmarecha, Yer Hashem Pano Bedecha B'chuneka, Yisra Hashem Pano Bedecha V'yaseh V'cha Shalom. That's one parsha. But there's a second parsha, Parsha in Shmini, that actually I spoke about several weeks ago, where the Torah also has two psukim that are very cryptic in nature. And that's in the context of the Shmona Sumeya Miluin, the investiture of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, where the Torah says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Aaron HaKohen, he's mechanechem during the Shira Sumeya Miluin. The Gemara says in Tainus and Avodah Zarah, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara in Zvachim also, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol Hoya, the Cheder B'Kodesh HaShemayim. He served as the Kohen Gadol during that period of time. He was wearing a Cholok Lavan, kind of, I guess, white kittel, you could say. So that was the seven-day period, followed by the eighth day when Aaron HaKohen now began the Avodah. So there the Torah says, there are two psukim. Vayisa Aaron as Yodah Balaam by Yivorchein, Vayered me'asois hachatos ve'oiva ve'ashlomim. Those are the karbonos that the Torah instructed, Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Aaron. There were karbonos that were brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Aaron and his children. So the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron as Yodah Balaam, sounds like, it looks like, Nesias Kapayim. Vayisa Aaron as Yodah Balaam by Yivorchein. But we don't know what the nature of that broch is. The Torah doesn't delineate, doesn't define the bracha. The next pasuk. A bracha without a name. We don't know what that bracha is. And then so Rashi comments over there a number of times that their intention was to bring about Ashras Hashina. And the question is, how to go about doing it? But what are these two brachas? So this is the big achlokes of Rishon. Rashi and the start. And the Ramban Barichus and the Rabbi in his parashat Toras Kohanim comment on these two psukim. So every possible, every imaginable Eshorus is found in Mishnah. Either the first brother refers to Birchas Kohanim, and that would be the Sadr. It says, Vayisa Aaron es Yodah Belaor by Yivorchein. How would we know about the Seif Kapayim? The psukim and parashas Masel just tell us, Osu Rochen, there you still, more ahead, and tells us the three brachas. Doesn't say a word about how the bracha should be carried out. And here the Torah speaks of Vayisa Aaron es Yodah Belaor by Yivorchein. So one can assume that refers to his Kapayim. What's the second bracha? So Rashi comments, that's the bracha, there should be Ashuras Hashina. The Chinuch should be shared. Rashi comments that Aaron HaKohen was the front of the fact that they went through this entire process, the entire preamble, and there's no Shina. So by Yivorchein, So the second pasuk refers to seemingly a broken cloth. That's what Rashi learns. Other Mishnah, the Rabbi learns that both sort of refer to Bichas Kohenim, and Rabban has an analysis I spoke about in the Shira several weeks ago regarding these Sukkim. But that's a mocker for the Tzias Kapayim. We have no other mocker. The Sukkim in Nosso do not indicate that. They just think about their bracha. Three brachas that Aaron HaKohen should deliver the Father Yisrael. So now we have two separate parshas. The question is, why do we have two parshas? In general, that question always has to be asked in Chumash whenever a parsha is repeated, whenever a pasuk is repeated. Remember, my father Shaul was distraught over the following pasuk that occurs in Chumash twice. Why? Exactly the same pasuk. Or, for example, you have another pasuk that appears twice, but there's one distinction. The Torah describes actually in Voschan and Ay, there's a pasuk between Eikin. There, the Torah says, Ki ato d'shato, the second time in Re'e is a Vav Achiba that said it. So there at least you have, you can hang your hat somewhere. That is a distinction. So Rashi comments over there in Re'e, why Uvacha? The Vav Achiba indicates there are two segments in the pasuk. Number one says Rashi, so this was Soloveitchik's Atzal said the whole shiur for several hours. Tzvei dinim. Everything is dialectic. Everything is tzvei dinim. Kolatokula is tzvei dinim. So what are the tzvei dinim? One is that everyone inherently has a kedusha. Every single Jew has a kedusha. And the Chazal tell us, Yisrael, Mishalat, and Tzvehu, that kedusha remains. And the similar Rashi is found also in Mishalach and the Shira. Similar concept that's found elsewhere in Chazal. But the second, the Odu Chav B'chah Hashem, there's a second element that every single Jew has that's unique, that's distinct, that only he possesses that characteristic or those elements. Everyone has specific talent, specific mandate, specific tafkid that to carry out. You have to try to figure out what a tafkid is. That's no simple matter. I can take a lifetime to figure out what it is. But as far as the Kedusha Yisrael, all of us are equal. There's no distinction between one Jew and another Jew. But regarding the second topic, that's where each one is different. So we have two psukim that are exactly aligned with the exception of Avachibo. So here is what to talk about. But in the other case I mentioned to you, the identical pasuk gets found twice in the Chumash. Why? It's bothered my father to know it. I never answered that question. I asked about 9 Rashi Yeshiva in the course of 40 years. I still don't have a glimpse. So whenever you have two parshias and Chumash, you have to be concerned about it. So automatically, one comes to an ineluctable conclusion. There are two aspects of Bichas Kohen. What are these two aspects of Bichas Kohen? So we're all aware of probably, I assume that there's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has, at the beginning of the fourth part of Titus, there's a Yerushalmi that indicates Minayin in the Siyas Kapayim. Yerushalmi asks, how do you know that Bichas Kohenim has to take place in the Siyas Kapayim? So Yerushalmi quotes the Pasuk Yenoso, Tosef Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael. And then Yerushalmi goes on to say, Ad Kan B'Shachris. What about the Musaf? So the Yerushalmi answers the Pasuk Yishmini. Vayisa Aaron Yisrael, the Balaam Vayivarchim. That the context is Bayer Measoy Sakatos Love Ashomit. The context there is one of Karbonos. Musaf, of course, is connected with the Karbon Musaf. Kayadua. So in other words, essentially the pasuk should have said very simply, Bayer Measoy Sakatos Love Ashomit. The Torah there in Shmini is talking about the Karbonos. What does it have to say? Vayisa Aaron Yisrael the Balaam Vayivarchim. Why that Hakdama to the Kabbalah that the Torah is speaking about? Or should have said, and after that, it should have said, so apparently it says the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, there are two Yisaydis in Bichas Kohenim. What are the two Yisaydis? Bichas Kohenim is a separate mitzvah, independent mitzvah on its own, similar to all the other mitzvahs that we're familiar with. Nitzilas lulav is a mitzvah to take a lulav. Lokach to mechem ayam arishon priyetz hada. It's a mitzvah to go and if you have a house, you have to affix a mezuzah to the home. Uksavtem a mezuzah beisachad mishorecha. It's a mitzvah al Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar. So there's also a separate mitzvah of what the brichas kohanim. How do we know that? Well, there's some value to technology. So the first pasuk in Naso simply tells us, "Kaisu brachas b'nei Yisrael." There's a mitzvah of brachas kohanim, and there's a question among the Dali Harishonim whether the mitzvah of nesias kapayim bigvulin means outside the Beis Hamikdash, is that a mitzvah in the Torah? Unquestionably, in the Beis Hamikdash, it would seem poshut that the mitzvah is in the Torah. But what about bigvulin? So again, seemingly. The Rambam and other Rishayim, it's a big machlokes of Rishayim, but the Rambam passes halacha that nesias kapayim is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, min haTorah bigvulin, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, based on l'chora this Yerushalmi, that tells us there's a separate mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, but that's one aspect. But then there's another aspect of Birchas Kohanim, which is from the Parsha in Shmini, named the Birchas Kohanim is a integral part of the Seder Avodas Hayom in the Mikdash, or if you will, the Hashloma of the Seder HaTomim. Of the carbon tomin. That's the context that's found over there in Shemini. The context is carbonos means there's no kiyum of the Seder Havoda till the Kohanim actually anose as kapayim. And that's why in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim actually were nose as kapayim when they were messiahing the hakrova of the carbon tomin. So what's the marker for that? That pasuk in Shemini. Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'om vayivorchem vayered. The day of the Avodah and Akavas Karbanos Sibur, Aaron HaKohen gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael, because without the bracha, the Avodah would not be shalom. Essentially, what we're saying is there are two parshas, and these two parshas express two different aspects of Birchas Kohanim. One is a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim, which seemingly, and we'll have to discuss that as well, is connected to Tefillah, Vaharaya. It's placed into Shemoneh Esrei. What in heaven's name is it doing in Shemoneh Esrei? Ma Kesher. Someone once told me, my father, Shalom, jokingly used to joke, why don't we take a piece of matzah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Especially to have now, someone told me, one of my talmidim, Chuzar told me, he asked me if I had on Pesach chocolate-covered matzahs. I didn't have chocolate-covered matzahs. I wasn't zeicher. Not too much of a zechia. But he started telling me about all the different genre matzahs that they have over there, chutzar, it's in, he lives in Borough Park, as I call it, sometimes known as Borough Park. And there you can get, wow, every possible flavor imaginable, jelly covered, he told me, chocolate covered, all kinds of other, there's a different issue, whether that's called matzah shira. I'm not getting into that problem right now, but anyway, so my point is simply there are two yesodos that emerge from these two parshas, and really it's a Yerushalmi, and this is not a Kiddush in mind, it's Rom Shutim, Yerushalmi Estakasha that I mentioned before, Minayim Nesias Kapayim. What's the makor that when the Kohen does, gives out the bracha, he does it with Nesias Kapayim, he does it by spreading his hands. Where do you see that Nesias Kapayim is a separate mitzvah, namely Kriyashma, Yaspasa, Shayfa, Lulav, that I mentioned earlier, and Yerushalmi answers, based on the bracha? That's the makor. The Parsha in Naso is the mock of Birchas Kohanim, that there's a separate mitzvah saseh, that in the fact that, as I said, that is one element, one serious, significant component of the mitzvah, and then there's a second element, which is found in the Parsha in Shemini. But Yerushalmi goes further. Ad Kami Shachris. That tells us about Shachris ben Musaf, the Sias Kapayim, after Akoras HaTomit, doesn't really prove anything, because, in fact, as I said, it's a separate mitzvah by itself, but if Kohanim are duchening imusav. So apparently, what do you see? That there's a connection between the Sias Kapayim and the Avodah of the Korban Sibur. That seems to be somehow emerging from that Yerushalmi and from the two Parshas, and then the Lashon Yerushalmi have it in front of me. Mikra zeh misayros. This pasuk by Yisarin es yadav alom vayivarchei and vayerim me'asos achatos v'adav v'ashlom min shmini is misayros. I don't know how to translate it in English. Neseiros is sort of clipped. How do you translate it?
A bridge.
Oh, a bridge. Very good. Okay, excellent. Lo tzarech loymar. Ela ba'yer me'asas achatas ba'elu ba'shlamim. Ve'achaga ba'yis ardes yadav. Means the raya is the fact that Aaron HaKohen is yoreg after the asiyas hakabonos with the sea of Seder HaBodah. And Yushalmi goes on. I want to read this next part of Yushalmi. I think this is the conclusive raya to this. You saw that there are two different aspects of Bechas Kohen. Yushalmi says, Matzonu tfila below nisiyas kapayim. Below matzonu nisiyas kapayim below tfila. What a lashon. We find tfila without nisiyas kapayim. We don't find nisiyas kapayim without tfila. Just like Bechas Kohen is mitzvah to Seder HaBodah, so too somehow there's an organic connection between nisiyas kapayim and tfila. And the Nesias Kapayim, apparently, according to the Yerushalmi, well, I put it in the jargon of the Yeshiva world, is a Chetzah Shel Tefillah. Nesias Kapayim somehow becomes a Chetzah Shel Tefillah. A Tefillah is not Sholem unless Kohanim Anose Kapayim, unless there's a Nesias Kapayim. And that's why there's no, the Yerushalmi says, that there's a Nesias Kapayim B'li Tefillah. But we just said a moment ago, Nesias Kapayim is also a separate mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, the five mitzvahs in the Torah, this is also a mitzvah. No different than Achias Matzah and Yeshiva Sukkah and all the other mitzvahs. However, the second kiyum is a kiyum associated with the Beis Hamikdash. And that's essentially what we're saying is that there are really two halachas regarding the Nesias Kapayim. One is an independent mitzvah that the Kohen is obligated to bench Baal Yisrael, and the second mitzvah that's connected to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Siyum Seder Avodas HaKorban. And this Yisod is embedded in this Yerushalmi, but I heard it from my Rabbein a number of times. I heard it from Rav Nisim Albert Zatzal many, many years ago, before I heard it from Rav Soloveitchik, also the same Yisod Zatzal. And they both pointed out that they're really, when examining, you look at the Shemoneh Esrei for a moment, and this is really the one who really formulated this in his inimitable fashion exclusively with Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many number of times. My father was brought up by Akasha, and I asked the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, the answer to this Akasha. When I was in Boston, that I was not afraid to speak to him. In New York, I had an open on my mouth. But I asked him, it seems that we have two brachas of Shemoneh Esrei that are repetitive. My father was bothered by this Akasha, so I had to ask somebody, so I asked Rav Soloveitchik. Namely, it seems that we have the bracha of Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chutz V'Rachim Aleinu, the Kabbal V'Rachim Ratzon Esfilosenu, the Kel Shema Tfilo Sachadun and Mato, okay, we're asking Hashem to listen to our tefillos. A second later, it's Hashem, okay, the Akhari Sons feel awesome. Sounds like the Zelda Zah. What's the difference between that bracha and the previous one? It's Hashem, okay, the Akhari Sons feel awesome. Well, Shem is about to live in Beisach of Isha Yisrael, feel awesome, the Abbas Kabbal Rotzah. I discussed this once, how you pass that. You say, Isha Yisrael, feel awesome, the Abbas Kabbal Rotzah, or does Vishay Yisrael stop? Goes up back on the previous. So anyone, don't mean to embarrass you. Just have to listen to Rav David over there, how he davens. He's very medaktik, how he, so that's called Maiserah.
Go on. You discussed there's a footnote in the Yom Kippur Master.
Correct. There's a footnote in the Yom Kippur Master of Salvation on this topic, but it's also down to Bir Agroh, how to pronounce it. I mean, it's based on taste of Menachis. The Isha Yisrael of Silasim, the Abbas Kabbalah, but also could go together, or Mitzvah Shem Elokim, the Abchoy Yisrael of Silasim, Rosh Hashanah, the Rizal of Isha Yisrael, we want Hashem to restore everything. Yeah, I mentioned the other day, someone in the shul asked me, and a very good kasha, I tell you, somebody, there's more than one person here who has good kasha. There's a lot of people who has good kasha, but there's one person who's very into tefillah. I don't know if you know who it is. He asked me tens of kashas. I run away from that fellow. I don't know how to answer his kashas. So he asked me in the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, he must have asked me 15 kashas on the Nusach of the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. He asked me on Yom Tov, why is the idea of being the Beis HaMikdash repeated twice in the Shemoneh Esrei? Namely, before the Karban Musaf, Babai Sagol Vakol Shiniko Shimcha Olam Ne'ayot Shinishalach Mikdashach Yeratzum Vodach Hashem Elokeinu Vagavaseinu. Melech Rachem on Rachem Aleinu. No, I'm confusing the Hasi'ein. Japan.
Musa?
Yeah, Musa. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. So here, thank you. Rabbi, you're right on top of everything. But right before that, Shatoshi was Sachim Oleinu, the Amigdosh of Abrahamecha, Rabbi, the Sindeim, Eira, we ask Hashem to rebuild the Beis Amigdosh, was Gadol Kuodo, and then Gadol Kuodo Machun Soleinu, the Ofa Vinos Oleinu, Kochoi, the Kurb Israel. In Vasienu, Nochamo, there we say also, Melech Racham and Rachem Oleinu, Tov, we make to be Darish Lanu, Shuvu Oleinu, Bamun Rachamecha, Bnei Veis, Chakavad Chila. Why is it twice? How many times have I davened Musa Shulese and Yom Kippur? Thousands of times. Ken Yibu, all of us. I never thought about the Kasha. But it's not so, because my father showed me the Kasha. I remind him, I asked my brother, he told me my father asked the Kasha. But we didn't answer him. So I told this person on the spot the following answer. I had to do something to get him off my case. I think there's a machlokes of Rishonim. Why is there a mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash? There is a mitzvah. Mitzvah say based on the pasuk in Tumah, we also the mikdash for shachati b'tzeicha. Rambam counts as a mitzvah say. What is the point of that mitzvah? So the pasuk shach for shachati b'tzeicha. We want to be able to have ashuras hashina. All the Rishonim say it on the spot. It's the truth of shemikra. Of course, there's always one Rishon who somehow is always in a different direction. The Rambam. What does the Rambam say? So the Rambam writes, it's not he writes it one time. He writes it so many times that, you know, that's really what he wants. What's the function of the Beis HaMikdash? A mokom la'afsher havas ha-korbanos. That's the function of the Mikdash. What? Pasuk says, v'shachati b'soichom. The Rambam says it in Sefer HaMitzvot. When it counts to mitzvah, say a binyan of Mikdash. The Rambam says it in Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam says it in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam says it, I'll just give you another example, in the Mitzvah Peites. The Mitzvah Peites, Machlokes, the Rambam Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvos, whether when you count mitzvahs, they're supposed to be, the Gemara says, the end of the Makkah, 630 mitzvahs, never the Moshe B'Sinai. But the Ramban Nagdoma, the Sefer HaMitzvos, felt the need to defend the Bahag, because the Rambam attacks the Bahag in all the 14 Shavashim. Shavashim established what the criteria are. How do you know what's included and what's not included? So one of the Rishonim, the Bahag, whomever with the Bahag was, that's a Bahag was Rishonim, whom Bahag was. But whoever the Bahag was, he's one of the Gdolei Rishonim, whether he lived in the time of the Gainim or a bit later, doesn't make a difference. He has thousands of mitzvahs, thousands. Was took them at the Gemara. Tariq mitzvahs never the Rosh Hashanah, right? Ramban says you have to take the Gemara literally. There's no fear to do so. So he doesn't take the Gemara literally, and the Rambam takes him to task. Wow, the Rambam goes to town against him. Kimad in every shorash. That's what to say. So one of the shorashim, I think it's a yud base. One of the shorashim yud base. So the Rambam attacks the Bahag because he counted when the Torah speaks about bringing the korban olah. There are many different aspects of the olah. There's the akrabas akrabam. There's the hefshet olah. There's the nituach olah. Every single segment he counts as a seven mitzvah. That's why he has thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. So the Bahag says that's what the Bahag did. So the Rambam says, what is with this fellow? What's with him? Everything is subsumed under the Hakavas Karban Olah. There's no need to count each separate maisa, each separate action as a separate mitzvah, and he attacks him. Of course, who comes to his defense? The Ramban. Ramban felt the need, felt constrained to defend the Bahag. And that's what he does throughout the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban attacks the Bahag. Every Shoresh, I'll give a few more examples if you want to just get a sense of this. Another example, which is also, he counts, for example, the Rambam has over there in Hilchos Avelos, Rambam mentions that there are many, many mitzvahs which the Pu'ula is a Pu'ula D'Avorim, but there's a Kiyum D'Araisa. Nechem Avelu, Mechassos Kala, and Biko Chevel, and Avaya Sames. You don't count each one separately. They're all subsumed under a overall rubric of Yahat Avach Tavocha. The Rambam defines it over there in Hilchos Avelos, and Rambam and Chumash in Kedosh and Perak Yitzes, this week's Pasha. The Rambam defines it the way you want others to treat you, that's the way you should treat them. The Rambam also writes something similar in Hilchos Avelos over there in Perek Yudalid. That's what he defines the mitzvah. But each action, people chedim, is certainly a mitzvah. Now, is it a mitzvah or a Torah? So the Gemara goes, does handstands, remez, people chedim, and a Torah, mean all kinds of things like that, all of Shas. And we know Avim Avinu, Vayevel Avashem El Mamre, but he comes, says Rashi, the Vakas Sachedim. How did Rashi know the Vakas Sachedim? Who told Rashi this is so? The answer is the end of the last week's Pasha, like the Bris Milah takes place. And Yom Shlishi, the third day, the Gemara says, is the hardest day, the most difficult day. So the Shisachom already connects the two, Lechcha with Vayera, but there's no explicit pasuk that tells us a mitzvah b'ikul chayre, but he counts it. Mitzvah say, Alvay Asameis, Nicham Avelim, Nicham Avelim. We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam was involved in Nicham Avelim. And Achnas Zorach, and then Achnas Zorach, and basically Kabbalah Zorachim, and Gemara and Shabbos, all kinds of, there's no explicit text for any of these things. So the action is a din d'rabbanan, but the Rambam says it's a kim d'oraisa, we have to have a kavocha in all these things. The Baha counts each single action, each segment. So he does the same thing with the karbanos. He counts every single the hefshet ha'ayla and the tuach ha'ayla, and on and on and on. And
they
oh, that's echda. As not dafka that every mitzvah automatically presupposes you're going to make a bracha. Not dafka. Bracha is for sure as a din d'rabbanan. Brachas, all brachas are rabban, the exception of two, Birchas Hamazon, and according to Shagas Aryeh, when the Ramban, Birchas HaTeira, based on the Sugi and Brachas. But this is Machlokes HaRishonim, but not necessarily every mitzvah requires a bracha. Rashba is a famous tshuva, he discusses why is it Zlokin to make a bracha, and many other such mitzvahs, many tshuvas of that kashya. But I'm just saying that the Baha'i has this shita throughout his Sefer HaMitzvahs, thousands of mitzvahs, includes actually among mitzvahs, Ner Hanukkah. Wow, Ner Hanukkah. Mitzvah say that Chanukah came about as a result of the story of Chanukah, which happened much, much later. How in heaven did you count that? Mitzvah say, oh, Asher Kishon, good. That's the Gemara. There are a few places in Chas, the Gemara, the Kasha, the Bad Bacha, what's the Mocha, Shalavich, the Agedchav, Skenechav, Yangulah. But whatever the case is, it's the Bahag is not so simple. And the Rambam attacks him.
The same
issue. I tell you, there's so many areas where you see this all across the board. And the Ramban defends the Baha. Okay, why am I saying this? So many Yushanim assume that the Bina and Bigish is because of Hashvas Hashkin. Comes the Ramban says, no, it's a Mokom, La'afshe Havas HaKomonos. So there are two reasons, apparently. One is the Ramban. Okay, he may be a Yochid here, but still, that's his reasoning. And the other is the other Rishon. So I told him both these ideas I mentioned in these two paragraphs. The first paragraph that tells us Melech Rachim and Chetoshi was Rachim Aleinu the Amigdosh Sidneyu to build the base Amigdosh, and then right after that Yes Musvei Yom Kaganat Sazeh. That's related to the Korban. That seems to support the Rambam. The second time in Melech Rachim from before Vasienu, there Tovu Meiti Bidorash Lano Chuba Aleinu Bnei Beis Chokim Atchila Chen Amigdosh Harim Vinyano Hashikon LaAvedasam Bishom Nado Vneiru Shach Banecha. The other regio doesn't mention per se, even though you could argue that there also there's an element of carbon that's found. But I told him, I think that's talking about the Ashuas Ashkina. We want the full, literally, the full blown Shkina to come back. He asked me about the Nevi'im too. Boy, it's not a line that he missed at least. Every day of Yom Tov, he asked me, Nachakashin, Chalamai too, he asked me. Hashi said, Nevi'im, lucky I heard from Afsal Rechik, he said, name of his uncle, we still love that. That refers to Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis. Gemara says that if you have no real estate, there's no din of Aliyah LeRegel. The din of Aliyah LeRegel totally on real estate. You have to have karka. So Rashi is still in the babe. Every Jew is going to have karka in order to be able to make the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. That's it. B'sham Nala B'nei Yisrael B'nei Yisrael B'nei Yisrael. That's the din of Aliyah LeRegel. The first one to be kind of Aliyah LeRegel was Yitzhak, Avraham Avinu. He brought Yitzhak as an Akedah. And that's the Yerof HaRekam. You have to bring with you a Korban. Yitzhak was, of course, the Korban. That's a Gemara. Masma the Gemara. And also the Bali Machshav said that. Okay, this is what I answered him. So how did I get back to this? And now back to the Ritzei and the Shema Kaleinu. So seems to be the same tefillah. And the answer is no. These are two totally separate tefillahs. And in effect, even though they're very similar, in both cases, we're asking Hashem, Shema Kaleinu, he should be Kabbalah tefillahs. We say Hashem, okay, no, he should be Kabbalah tefillahs. So why are Chazal Masak in two brachas? The answer is that Shema Koleinu Chutz V'Rachim Oleinu is simply what Rashi calls in Shabbos. Rashi said, Tzvilu L'Ani Kiyato, L'Tnei Hashem Yishporuch Sichol. That's Sichol. V'Yetzi Yitzhak L'Suach V'Asodeh. Ein Sichol L'Tzvilu L'Gemara Brachas. Shenen Ma V'Yetzi Yitzhak L'Suach V'Asodeh refers to Mincha, Siach. Siach, the way the Rishonim explain, and the Achreinim say also, based on the Gemara Chagiga, Magad Lodah Masechol, Apilu Sichol Kala. Gemara says Chagiga Sira refers to private, intimate conversation that one has with Hashem. So here, the first Shema Koleinu refers to Siach. Namely, we're asking Hashem to be Mekalel Siach Sifsel Sein, have Achmonos on us. What about the bracha would say? That's a totally different bracha. We're not asking Hashem to be Mekabel our tefillah said to carry out our tzachin, but rather ritzui tefillah, ritzui kabbalas isha Yisrael, kabbalas hakorban. That's what Ritzia is talking about. V'nir tzolo v'chapiola. That's the pesukim of Vayikra. That the idea of a korban is to effect ritzui. That's the notion of a korban. So it's a totally different idea. So Chazal, what do? They connect the bichas korban to what? To Ritzia. That's what the Gemara says. That's how we pass the law. Kol kain shenu el ba'avida. Kain doesn't go up in Ritzia. Why is that the? Why does he have to start moving in Ritzia? You can't imagine over here in Kuchav Ches. How many times the Mishnah Berurah discusses this issue? Countless times. You have to start moving by Ritzia. And he talks about a kohen who's outside the Beis HaKnesses. Let's say, Rabbi, you live across the street. Let's say you can hear whoever is happening over here. And now you start running at the moment you hear it say. Is that considered to be connected to the Bichas Kohen that's taking place in the shul? That's essentially called kohen chain, the Babayah, Shulah, the Gemara says inside the Wash and Emma, by Yisa Arnus, the other alone, by Yvarche, by Emma, I saw Sechatas, by the Vashon, by the Gemara saying, Malahalo and Babayah, Akan Babayah. Thus, the tefillah, in effect, is transformed in Ritzei to the madrega of a korban, and a kohen is chayav lakav mim koimer. At that point, that's what a kohen has to go ahead and be oikev aglov. And those, essentially, what we're saying is that, and I think if I'm not mistaken, we say that. And yom tov certainly we say er v'alach asir aseinu ke'eloch korban like before bechas kohanim on the rachum rachamecha rabim. I think kohanim say also. If I'm not mistaken. And many, I remember when I was a youngster, so the practice was to the Chasimah Sabrocha Moshayischa Levadcha B'yir Navo. That's the Chasimah Sabrocha the Besamidosh. Moshayischa Levadcha B'yir Navo. But it shows you that we don't do that. The going says it's a toast. That you have to add main Chasimah, some of Chasimah. I spoke about this too a few times. Namely, that pasuk should precede the one where Sechazen and Inu Shul Chatsiyah Berachamim. I think the shul is makbid on that, from what I can see. Masnish can also let's see. They're not makbid on every minute agro, that's for sure. But they're makbid at least on one or two here and there. So they decided to choose this one and that one. But you see the following: you see that a siach becomes a korban, that the siach of tefillah becomes a korban. That's in kohenim go up to the duchen. As a matter of fact, the gemara says in brachas over there, it's called aloch and shavonach. Amar avuna, to get exactly the aloch hanichas beisakneses, and you find that. The tzibur is mispalulim, so it says, "Im yochol the haskil." Machabi quotes it. "Im yochol the haskil the ligmar, ashi yabi ashi tzibur the ma'idim." If you can stop, and then somehow catch up till the shiach tzibur reaches ma'idim, yidavim milava yispalul. Why is ma'idim the criteria? Why is that so choshev? Why is that the criteria that the kiyum of tefillah the tzibur is nidche mipadeh? That's what the shulchan says. It's quoted by the machabi that gemara. Apparently, because that's the moment where the tefillah becomes a korban. And anyway, I'm showing you that there are two aspects in the Shemoneh Esrei, two different brachas. One bracha is focused on tefillah qua tefillah, and the other bracha is focused on tefillah qua korban. Two tvei dinim. And these same tvei dinim also are relevant to Bichas Kohen. Bichas Kohen has two pashas, two sets of psukim. One set of psukim talks about Bichas Kohen as this independent mitzvah. That's a pasha in Naso. And then there's the Birchas Kohenim as a seam of the Avodah in the Bigdosh based on the Zeh Sakosuv of Ayisa Arnes Yodav Elom by Vorche, by Yerim Yasoy Sahatas Oelim Ashlomim, or Chutz of Bigdosh through the Broch of Ritzei. In effect, the Tzilah becomes from a Siach, it becomes a Bakosha of a Korban and a Kadim Mincha. It's interesting that the Rambam actually, I assume you're familiar with it, that the Rambam calls this set of halachas Hilchos Tefillah Unesias Kapayim. That's how the Rambam titles this halacha. Hilchos Tefillah Unesias Kapayim. So see, apparently, and the way the Shulchan Aruch presented it also, here in Kuchav Ches, so we see that where does Kuchav Ches Hilchos Unesias Kapayim appear? In the middle of Hilchos Tefillah. That's where the Shulchan Aruch placed the dinim of Unesias Kapayim. In the middle of Hilchos Tefillah, right before the Unesias Kapayim. So it shows you that the Siyas Kapayim is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. That itself needs attention. But the fact of the matter is that the Bahag, again, since we mentioned the Bahag counts as Siyas Kapayim as the mitzvah hamuteles ala yochid. That's one mitzvah. And then he has a separate Pashas Birchas Kohanim as one of the Pashas Hamasuras of Tzibur. He has two separate mitzvahs. One Birchas Kohanim that's Masul the Tzibur, and one a mitzvah on the yochid. What is that? Apparently, he holds Tvei Dinim. There are two kiyumim when it comes to Birchas Kohanim. One is the bracha by itself, and two, a chelik of the Seder Rabbi. I'm showing you by way of Hagdama to this topic, and in fact, this also would explain another kasha, which we have to discuss, which looks like this may last a whole year, Rabbi. I didn't plan on that. You tell me one or two sure, Mashiach, but without the conceptual framework, I don't see how we can begin to discuss the issue. So there's a famous kasha, which is Rav Soloveitchik said over. He said when he came, he said in Europe, the minhag was that they would daven the Igla, Yom Kippur, they would finish before Shkia, and then they would say the whole Seder Tefillah. That was the minhag in Europe. He comes to Boston, and he figured he'll do the same thing. Boston was not brisk. Boston of the 1930s. Boston was not Vilna. Boston was not Grodno. Boston was not Telz. Boston was Boston. It was a wasteland in the 30s. So he comes to Boston and he institutes Ne'ilah and they finish by Shkia. What happened? The whole shul left, went into the cars and drove home. He almost had a heart attack. He almost had a heart condition. But believe me, thought everyone's going to sit down and say to him, what's the suffix? That's not exactly what the people apparently had in mind. So he decided next year that's not happening. He changed the entire approach. Namely, they finished the Ilo the way we finished the Ilo at nighttime. But the question is, what about Birchas Kohanim? Birchas Kohanim is mentioned in the Mishnah Megillah. It's also in Mechaber Shmonoch, the big Machlokes HaPoskim. Namely, the Iznilas. Is the Ilo, can the Ilo be said at nighttime? So generally, I think, I assume, I didn't daven here at Yom Kippur. I daven in the cul-de-sac, where I live. I forgot what the corona situation was, but I chose connected to that. But there was a minyan there in Yom Kippur. So, not sure exactly why I wasn't here. I don't remember, honestly. Rosh Hashanah, I was here. I even davened with the other Rosh Hashanah. But the Kippur, I didn't daven. I davened over there. Anyway, so the so generally what we do is there are two approaches I think that people have. One is that they do Birchas Kohanim. My minhag is, and Mr. Brewer mentioned this practice, so turning around the slichas upside down, changing the whole order, doing most of the slichas after Shkia, but making sure that you do one or two slichas before and then Birchas Kohanim come before Shkia. I've been in Yilo for many decades, and somehow we always make it by about a minute or two. I don't think I value you'd be too happy, but we made it before Shkia. The Haskana was over. I'm not good at this. I see here, I dabbed once, I was at your site. I didn't know about the clock. I had 7:23 and 48 seconds. But what do you call it? I was not aware of it. That's why everything got all mixed up. I didn't know what was going on. I once dabbed in Yeshiva. I don't know if Dublin Military, they asked me to dabbed in the Yilo. This is 3.5 years ago, approximately, when I was between shuls. And so I went to daven yeshiva, and they also, they have a minute there, they say, they make sure they do Birchas Kohanim before Shkia, and then they say Avinu Malkeinu for 1 hour. Wow. I couldn't deal with it. That's not what I did. I prefer the other method. I think it's a better, easier method for people who are fasting all day, for goodness sakes. It's much easier to have, and say, most of the sikhs afterwards, as opposed to each Avinu Malkeinu takes, in 1 hour. I'm not joking. 1 hour on the clock. Because apparently I started saying Avinu Malkeinu, and then he quickly runs over to me and points at his watch. I don't know what he wanted. Then he had to somehow tell someone he's mocking after the talk, and someone came to me and he wants you to slow down. I said, how could I slow down? Avinu Malkeinu, each Avinu Malkeinu should take you 2.5 minutes. That is named his there. Anyway, but so that's those are the two minhagim that people generally have, but they don't. We're mocking not to do Mila, not to do Birchas HaKohanim at nighttime. But this is the subject of the big machlokes among the pasuk. There's a Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Chavrot. I heard Shulman that Rav Soloveitchik. So he quoted the Gemara said, "B'shalosh Pakim Bashana." Okay, I see. I realize I'm finishing in 1 minute. HaKohanim Noisim Iskapeim. They're very mocking here on Baal Tesef. The Mishnah says over there in Tainus, three times a year, whether they say there, B'shachris, the Musaf, the Mincha, U'benila Shorim. And it says also, B'taniyos, U'benamados, U'yom HaKippur. That's the Lashon HaMishnah and the Chababim and Alf and Tanya. So the Gemara there discusses this question. This is a question discussed by Michos here in the Paskim and the Shulchan Aruch, named the issue of essentially, we know that Shachas and Musaf, certainly you have the Siyas Kapayim. But now the question is, what about Mincha Ne'ila? There's one opinion there that says, no, you don't have it because it's obviously you're going into the night. How could you have Ne'ila? And there's a machlokes over there with the Gemara Maseches Tanis. Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole issue, but there's even an opinion that Mincha, you don't have Birchas Kohanim. Why not? Mishum Shichus. That's the issue. The issue is that the Kohanim might get drunk. Chazal will go there. This is the issue, by the way, whether the minhag of Kol Yisrael, with the exception of Bnei Brak, is to do Birchas Kohanim. I'm very happy. I came back to Israel and mentioned many times. One of the thousand reasons I came here is to Birchas Kohanim every single day. I'm very mocked about it. So, and we have here some wonderful Kohanim who told me before whether they're going to be here or not. Wow, Satik and Shem Kavo. I should know. The other day, there was no Kohen on Shabbos. I was pushed. I went into a panic. And then this Pinchas Kasnet showed up. I don't know if you know him. He's an older Kohen. So he learned Har Sameach. I met him actually on Shabbos for the first time in my life. And like he came to Malach Min HaShamayim. We all know he came in HaShamayim. All the other Kohen disappeared. So had I known before, I don't know if we would have been able to daven here. But anyway, there's always the Allah. They daven at 11 o'clock, so no problem. Anyway, so was Yom Tov Kohen. Anyway, so, but the problem is Mincha. Mincha is an issue as well. So the Gemara has an opinion that you don't do Birchas Kohanim but Mincha. What's the Yisur? Because they come to the Yayin, they had a Suda, they had a meal, they drank, and they were, okay. Whether they drank or not drank, there's a Chazal or Geizer, according to one opinion of the Gemara. We don't pass like that, obviously. Yeah, okay. But anyway, I'm saying all this because this is a discussion we're going to have in this Hashem regarding Lila, regarding Birchas Kohanim at nighttime. And so this is also an issue that so I guess it's called Reno, let's just say what we did today, so you shouldn't think we didn't do anything, that I wanted to provide the conceptual framework for Birchas Kohanim. And we did so by indicating that there are two parshas in Chumash, one parsha that seems to be Mechai Birchas Kohanim as a separate mitzvah by itself, one parsha that connects it apparently to the Korban. And as I said, the question is now outside the Beis Hamikdash. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash, so now the Shaila is, what exactly is the status of Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis Hamikdash? Is it a Din Baraisa, Din Rabbanan? That's a Din Machlokes among the Rishonim. Because many Rishonim assume that Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis Hamikdash, even after the Churban Hamikdash, remains a Din Baraisa. That seems to be, as I said, the tradition of the Rambam. He writes it, Sefer Mitzvot, I think Yerushalmi passes like that. I think Achraimim say that there's a very good Sefer on Seita, the Keren Hora, happens to be an outstanding, that's in my Askama, outstanding Sefer on Seita, unbelievable what he does over there. But even if it applies outside of the Mikdash, the question is the nature of the mitzvah different than it was in Mikdash or not? So it would seem that we don't have a Mikdash. So in terms of the connection to the Aveda, that connection we don't have. And by the way, someone asked me why, a long time ago, why is it that in the Mishnah in Seitam, there's a Perek El Nemorim that deals with a lot of these issues. And El Nemorim, so where the Alochas of Birchas Kohanim found? Right next to the sugya that discusses Brachos Klolos of Hagrizim and Haregel. What's that connection? And the answer is because that is talking about Tfilas and Brachos. So apparently, as I said, this aspect, even if the first aspect, namely of Avodah, is not relevant today, but the connection to Tfilah is very clear. That second parsha still is applicable. And so there's a kind of dialectic that Birchas Kohanim has. There are two dinim that are embedded in Birchas Kohanim. It's very interesting because this needs to be examined very carefully. For example, I'll just mention one last thing and I'll end with that. The Birchas Kohanim requires amida. It has to be done when one is in a standing posture. The Gemara actually says, I forgot the Lashon Gemara inside there. It's the vocal b'amida. The Gemara says, it has to be done after when Kohanim are standing. Question is why? Why does it require standing? Maybe the bracha could even be pronounced when the Kohanim are sitting. Why does it require standing? So the Gemara says, compares this Gzeirah Shava of Hagrizim. Hagrizim also says that the Lashon of the Eli Varchu Esam of Hagrizim, and here it says also Kosev Varchu, just like there refers to standing, here also refers to standing. That's Lashon Gemara Tzaita, if I'm not mistaken. There's another. I think another marker the Gemara calls, I think it's Rav Nassim over there, he calls another marker, namely, Lavo, the Baruch, Rishmo, just like a Kohen does the Aveda Bamida, so to the Baruch should be Bamida, the Baruch of Birchas Kohanim. So you see, apparently, that Bichas Kohanim is a form of Aveda. See that from the Gemara. The Gemara derives the Din of Amida from the a connection to Aveda. So on the other hand, that the Gemara also said, that's what I just quoted to you regarding Bincha, that the Kohen cannot perform the Bichas Kohanim when he's Shikha. How do we know that? So that's also the juxtaposition of the Pasha of Nazir, found in Nazir over there, juxtaposition of the Pasha of Nazir to the Pasha of Bichas Kohanim, namely, just as wine is also for a Nazir, so too, wine is also for a Kohen who gives Bichas Kohanim. He's not, that's what generally Simchas Torah, I know in Chutzlars, I don't know about here, also the same thing, but he would do it all the time, he'd do it with Jachas and Musa, so I tell the Kohen not to drink. What's the problem? Having a mitzvah saseh, three mitzvahs saseh, the Gemara says in Tzumas. That is certainly, I think, more chashuv than whatever they, what do they drink there, v'yis yayin. So it seems to me that, and the Gemara says, just like it says in the pasuk over there, mishras adavim lo yishtem, that nazir cannot have mishras adavim, can eat grapes, so to a kohen cannot have grapes. So not all the Limudim, the Gemara is over there and say, I have to burn the sugi again, it looks like. But anyway, the point I'm simply saying that, is that, are those makaris, are they considered to be real makaris, or just asmach the balma, is it only... So many hold it's asmat of alma, all these brushes that the Gemara has over there in Saita. But the Gemara seems to reject this comparison, even though the other Gemara I mentioned earlier seems to compare the two. And yet this Gemara seems to say it's not such a real comparison between the coin that says Mishnah Midosh and the coin that says Bichas Kohanim. But whatever the case is, I'm simply indicating that there are two aspects, and that's what we spoke about today. And this Hashem. So we're going to go through. It's going to take us a while. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. Another opportunity to learn the sugya again. So what I'll do is I will, after this introduction, I'm going to try to go through each set of halachas that relate to Bichas Kohanim, both in terms of the obligation of the Kohanim and also the obligation that we have. We call you still. And what we'll do is we'll examine each one individually, separately. It may take a few sessions, if you don't mind. And Yetz Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to go through. I don't give lectures. I say shiurim, but anyway, it's all right. I don't know.
Sunday and Monday night.
Sunday and Monday night.